Kyle Clary went swimming at the Snake River just over a year ago. He joined friends for a day on the water, but hit his head after slipping on rocks. The now 20-year-old was rushed to St. Joseph's Regional Medical Center for emergency surgery. His doctors gave him a 50-50 chance to survive. He also said there is no way to predict Kyle's future quality of life. Kyle's parents, Lori and Kevin, say the days and weeks following the accident felt surreal.
We just immediately tried to stay in the exact moment that we were in and didn't try to think ahead and wonder about outcomes and everything.
Just over a year ago, Lori started a Caring Bridge blog where she made nearly daily updates on Kyle's recovery. Kyle spent over 2 weeks in the intensive care unit, followed by 2 months of inpatient therapy. She shared the ups and downs of the process, watching him battle infections and fevers while regaining his strength. Then there was the moment that they heard Kyle's voice again for the first time after the accident. Community members and friends started responding to Lori's blog with words of encouragement. They brought meals and helped the family start research into rehabilitation centers.
People started a meal train to help give them food. Everyone just really gave us that care and love and support that we needed in addition to all the physical stuff.
Kyle's friends also helped with visits to the hospital when they could. They provided encouragement and even music recommendations for Kyle as he lay in bed. As his condition began to improve, Kyle started tracking people with his eyes and responding to questions. After months of hospitalization and rehabilitation, Kyle began to regain the ability to walk on his own. Friends now say he's much the same as he ever was. Despite the odds, Kyle's friend Talia Mullen says his recovery wasn't a surprise.
Just very determined, very strong person is the way I would describe him as well.
Strong-headed sometimes in a stubborn way, but ultimately probably served him very well in that he's too stubborn to not make that next step every time.
Kyle says the first few months following the accident were a blur to him, but it's amazing to see how many people care.
Thank you to everyone who supported me through all this in any way, whether it was taking care of my siblings or helping my family out or just well wishes.
He says he would eventually like to finish his degree at San Diego State University, but wants to focus on getting better first. Kyle's dad, Kevin, says the accident has given him a greater appreciation for the time they have together.
I guess I would say believe in your son, your daughter. We believed in Kyle against tremendous odds.
Kevin Clary's advice to other parents who might face something similar, never give up. I'm Rachel Sun.